The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, letting go. Different people have different associations with the word. For some people, it's a very, very depressing idea to let go. For some people, it's very inspiring. For some people, it's more of this kind of, you know, uninspired way that Buddhists can just end up being nobodies, just nothing. And other people, it's like the way to be free and alive and happy. Some people, letting go means to surrender to something, give up. It's like, oh, I give up. And other people, letting go is to give freedom to something. You let it, you, if you, you know, catch a, little kids catch little lizards, then they let them go. Or they fish and release fishing, you let the fish go. And so it's, you're giving something its freedom. So there's the concept of letting go is very rich, and I think it's an essential part of human life. There's a lot of letting go that people do, even if they don't use the word letting go, the concept letting go. But there's a lot of it. You know, you come to a traffic light, and it's red longer than you want. You could be fuming at the traffic engineers, or you could the traffic, or you could let go of your impatience. You kind of say, okay, you know, I'm holding on to my steering wheel, clutching it really tight, and then you kind of like, well, I'm going to be here for a while, so I might as well let go and just sit here and be here, standing in line in the grocery store. You know, you can be crowding the person in front of you so that the clerk can be faster and check out, but that's not going to work. So you let go and you just take a step back and just, okay, I'm here. This is the... But it's a very rich thing, the whole letting go. It's a whole ecology, a whole, you know, it's a whole fascinating area to explore and to get to know. And the idea in Buddhist practice is that letting go doesn't diminish us, but enhances us, improves our life, and hopefully improves the lives of the people around us. And rather than having less, we're actually supposed to get more. And the question is, what is the more you can get from letting go? It seems like letting go is, you know, it's diminishing, right? You have less if you let go. So to appreciate the value of letting go. So earlier I talked about we can let go, but we let go into something. So if you let go of the diving board, you let go into the refreshing pool. You know, you kind of... to go hand in hand. But the so if you let go of your resentment, you might be able to let go into your sympathetic feelings for the person you're angry with, or let go into a deeper sense of connectedness to the person, which feels good. Or you let go of your resentment and you let go into a sense of being more relaxed. It feels so good to be relaxed. You let go of your thoughts, your preoccupations, and you can let go into a greater sense of being present, and it feels satisfying to do that. So you can, it's not just what you lose by letting go, or what you let go of, but it also can be what you let go into. And then there's also benefits in letting go. And so as you let go, if you're only focusing on what you've let go of, you might not have time to recognize the benefits you get from the act of letting go. So in letting go of something, you might feel calmer or more free or more open or more relaxed. Or you might touch into beautiful qualities of mind and heart that maybe are not available when you're caught up in a preoccupation. And so if you're in a, you know, really want something and you have a strong, strong desire for something, and you might notice that that strong desire you're kind of ignoring everyone around you and the world around you. And if you let go of your strong desire, then you notice that you actually connect to the people around you much better. And it feels nice to have those connections and to, oh, there are people here. As opposed to, you know, get out of my way and leave me alone because I have to do my thing. So what are the benefits that you know that come from letting go? And because if you can recognize the benefits, the felt sense in your body and your mind and your heart, of what it feels like not to be contracted, not to be tight, not to be holding on to something, then it can become more interesting to let go, because sometimes it's the reason to let go is not because what you're letting go of needs to be letting go of, but sometimes the alternative is so much better. It's like, why not let go when you're going to feel so much more at peace, more at ease, more happy if you're not holding on to this all the time? I've known people who've held on to angers, resentments for years and years and years, and because somehow they were felt so important, so justified, or so, you know, they deserve me to be resentful at them, even though they'd forgotten who you are, even. And so then, to realize that letting go of the resentment, it just opens up the world, opens up the heart in a way that just feels delicious. Why didn't you do it years ago? Why the burden of carrying that with you so long? It just feels so good. And maybe you are completely 100% justified, 150% justified in being resentful and angry. The people are just schmucks. And they really did you a really bad thing. And so you're completely justified. But there's better ways of living. It's just like, you know, it's just better to be at ease and be at peace and be happy and live your life in a nice way. So to realize, to recognize the benefits of letting go can make it easier to let go, to want to let go, independent of whether you should or shouldn't let go of the thing. And, you know, I don't know, but just, oh, you benefit from it. And the third thing to recognize in letting go, and I think this is one of the real kind of central doorways for deeper Buddhist practice, and that is that to appreciate the pleasure, the satisfactory feeling, the joy, the freedom, the goodness in the act of letting go. So you're not letting, it's not about letting going into something, it's not like the benefits that you get from letting go, but in recognizing how good it is, the act of letting go. So if you're holding onto something really tight in your hand, you're all clenched up, holding it, and then it kind of hurts after a while and you're getting numb, and then sometimes if you then finally let go, it feels so good. Oh, that's so good. And even though it was important to, maybe it was important to hold on to this thing, for a moment, you might say, oh, it's so good to be, you know, I can finally rest. Oh, I feel so good. So to start being able to identify the sense of satisfaction, the sense of delight or freedom or peace that's found in the letting go, as the thing gets released, in the release, the best relief is release. So it's a better kind of relief. The best kind of relief is when you release, let go. So to start identifying, so it requires you to let go. And in letting go, don't spend a lot of time thinking about what you let go of, and, oh, that was too bad, I let go of that, I had to, but, you know. Don't spend a lot of time spending on what you let go into, even though I say that's one of the things you can do. But don't spend a lot of time looking at the benefits that come as in the wake of letting go, but also learn to identify how good that the pleasure or the wonderfulness of the movement of letting go itself, how that feels in the body, the heart, and the mind. And the reason why that's such a key part of Buddhist practice is that that is a door or a pointer to a capacity of the mind to be radically free, radically at peace. There's something about that space that's created in the mind and the heart when we let go, in the letting go. Not after we let go so much, because so quickly things fill the space. But in the act of letting go, there is a kind of a window into a tremendous, spacious, open freedom, spacious, open peacefulness, spacious, open clarity that is one of the most satisfying things you can experience. So to kind of tune into that, how good it feels. Because a day will come where you'll be asked to let go of something that's very, very deeply held. But if you've practiced and studied the art of letting go and the benefits that come from letting go in all the different ways, and in particular, if you really see the tremendous goodness in the act of letting go itself, you'll find it a lot easier to let go of something that needs to be let go of, but otherwise you would have been very reluctant to kind of holding on to it. So we don't get diminished by letting go. We get enhanced. Healthy letting go, when letting go is done in a healthy way, then we benefit in tremendous numbers of ways. And if you don't benefit, if you don't see yourself benefiting from letting go, then maybe you shouldn't. And, wait until you do see the benefit. Or maybe you're letting go of the wrong thing. Or maybe you're not ready to let go. So, for example, one of the things I learned because of, being trained in Buddhism for so long, and this idea of letting go is such an important part of it, sometimes it's been easy for me to let go, and I thought I'd let go well, but then I discovered that if I ended up feeling neutral after I let go, I kind of pat myself on the shoulder, oh, that's good, I let go, that's great. But I was kind of like neutral. Inevitably, I hadn't really let go. And it would come back and bite me. I would somehow have some reaction. So in order to recognize when I'd let go in a healthy way, in an appropriate way, there had to be some modicum of joy. I felt lighter and happier. And I'd learned to look for that, because if I didn't have that, I probably didn't really let go. I probably, something else was going on. So then I would stop and look and investigate, see what's going on. So then, to repeat the important point I said at the beginning, that in a maybe slightly different way, that letting go is a whole spectrum of different practices, whole spectrum. It's a universe in itself. It's not like a single, poor, little, unitary, one single thing to do. It's a fascinating world to study, explore, get to know, become wise about. And so part of Buddhist practice is becoming a student of letting go, so we can learn to let go in a wise way for our benefit and the benefit of everyone. Okay, thank you.